Sundry. About as soon as the snow started falling earlier this month, the coordinator of a program that for years has provided winter jackets at no cost for people in need was already prepared to launch a community-supported and driven initiative. Shelley Coet originally spearheaded Coats for the Cold as part of a Bible study assignment more than 10 years ago that challenged participating groups to consider ways to enact a positive impact on the community. The rack has already been up for several weeks in front of Heart and Hand Creations and Gifts, located downtown immediately north of the Highway 27 Main Avenue corridor between 2nd and 3rd Streets Northwest next to Subway. "Last year was so cold we had them out there for many months," she said. "But this year it was such a nice fall we didn't put them out until later." The initiative is supported through an online nonprofit called Neighbors Helping Neighbors with a physical presence represented by Heart and Hand Creations and Gifts. "But the gift store struggled through the pandemic," she said. "It didn't do well during COVID," she told the Alberton. "So, we've turned the whole thing into a thrift store and we still run our 2 auctions a week for Neighbors Helping Neighbors." The nonprofit also makes available many gift cards for food, with some people donating meat that in turn is distributed back to families in need, she said. "And of course warm, clean winter jackets are also welcome to help ensure the Coats for the Cold racks remain well stocked, and can be dropped off behind the shop at the back door," she said. "We definitely are always looking for coats," she said. "And if somebody had another coat rack to donate, we could sure use it." Betty Rose, who works at the thrift store, added any winter apparel, including for example warm boots, mittens, scarves and toques, can also prove beneficial to somebody in need. However, Coet added that anyone who wants to donate regular apparel should instead deliver such items to the Sundry Thrift Shop, located just off the Bergen Road, or 5th Street Southeast, near the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 223. "We don't want to compete with the other thrift store, so we don't take clothing," she added. "We only take smaller household goods," she said. "If somebody has larger household goods, we can only take it by way of a picture and then have it picked up at their property because we don't have enough room to store big stuff." Coet also encourages anyone who is planning to donate a jacket to first ensure it is clean and fully functional. "If they want to donate coats, we really appreciate if they're clean and in good working order," she said. "Sometimes we get dirty coats or we get coats with no zippers." The same applies for auction item donations. Although the nonprofit generally receives nicer items, some are destined for the landfill. "It is nice if they bring them in good order, because otherwise we just have to throw them out," she said. "One of our monthly expenses is a trip to the dump." She said there are also 2 weekly online auctions conducted over social media that close Monday and Thursday nights. All of the proceeds generated through the thrift store go back into Neighbors Helping Neighbors to help people in Sundry and the surrounding area, she said. "We do a lot of seniors that need rides to either Red Deer or Calgary for a hospital appointment," she said. "We help pay for their busing." Related. Providing warmth during cold spells.